Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wiley, and you are listening to a very special update bonus episode of Sex Stories. Originally, in episode 136, we heard about breeding, receiving hot cum, and pussy wisdom from Rachel LaForest, now known as Gigi Sauvage. Welcome, Gigi!
Oh, it feels so good to be Gigi.
It feels so good to have a Gigi here and to be in person with this Gigi.
Yes.
Tell me, what has been happening since, was that September 2020? It was 2021. I want to say it was fall.
It was like late summer.
Damn.
But what's crazy is I was already living as Gigi, but I just hadn't legally changed my name until the very end of that year. So we still did the episode as Rachel.
No, you were a Rachel when we recorded for sure.
Well, in person, but online I was living as Gigi since 2020.
Okay, how about tell us about the evolution
yes!
of Gigi.
Oh, I love that. The evolution of Gigi. So I started my OnlyFans in 2020 during the pandemic. I came up with this persona, Good Ass Goddess, aka Gigi. And I would always sign off, sexo, sexo, Gigi.
Oh, damn. Okay, I wasn't thinking of Gigi as the good-ass goddess, even though I obviously know that.
No, that's everyone's reaction, though. I'm like, it's that simple. I really just took my online persona and boiled it down to my name. And I didn't live in person as Gigi, so it was only online in OnlyFans. And then I brought it into the real world when I took a crazy leap and became a legal courtesan.
Tell me about that crazy leap and tell me, in case our listeners are like, wait, what's a legal courtesan again? What's a legal courtesan again?
I love you. A legal courtesan is a person working in a brothel selling sex and various other activities.
Legally. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I just finished re-listening to The Art of Seduction and I love how throughout, like, A, first of all, reawakening in my own brain, being like, oh my God, it's so obvious. I read this when I was 20, but like now I understand it at a whole new level because I understand myself at a whole new level. But throughout the book talks about courtesans. And it's often what I, like in the book, I'm like, we would call them sugar babies today.
Ooh,
or like courtiers, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it like to be a courtesan? What made you take that leap? How does it feel to talk about it on a podcast with a new name? Were those related? Like, where do you want to take it?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll kind of take you through the timeline. So I was so lucky to have a really close friend who shared the same money kink as me and the same sex work kink as me. And we discovered that we shared this kink and we decided let's do this together. So we actually road trip to Nevada. Luckily, she's somebody who does a lot of research and had figured out like the best place for us to go. So I felt super safe. I had my friend with me and I just felt like I had been through a sexual assault and healed from it. And I was in a place where I wanted to live my life for me for the first time instead of my parents' religious ideals because I grew up in a super strict religious household. So that was the kind of leap of faith part was like, I'm going to go actually live out these fantasies because I've been craving them since I was 15, which would have been illegal. We're glad I waited.
Totally. We love legal and consensual
and
things.
Yes. But I had really been building the fantasy for so long, watching, you know, movies like Moulin Rouge, shows like Secret Diaries of a Call Girl, which is based on a book of a real courtesan's journey. Or she was an escort, I believe, in England. I believe it's legal. And I was so inspired by those stories. I would always kind of try to like find ways to live that out, but they didn't happen and it wouldn't have been safe if they did. Yeah. But then, yeah, I had this friend who had figured out that you can actually just go do this. And it was as simple as applying on the brothel's website. Like, it's a real job.
What was the application like?
The application was like photos and talking about yourself, like kind of explaining why you want to do this.
Wait, what did you say? Do you remember?
I think I said something to like what I said now, that this has been a long time fantasy and I really want to live it out. And I, you know, I'm a double Scorpio. I'm very sexual. I want to live this out and I think I'll be good at it. And I think I was really confident. I think I said, I'll make us both lots of money. Like in my little application. Yeah.
Oh.
And then the friend got accepted right away. She's gorgeous. I did not get accepted right away. I never knew why, but I reapplied. I was just like really determined and I reapplied. And then I got accepted too. We scheduled to start at the same time. We freaking road trip to Nevada with our little basic like Starbucks stops and just like these two girls, these two like normal girls going to become whores. And what ended up happening was like better than either of us could have imagined.
Really? Okay, I was going to say, yeah. How does, it's a long time fantasy. That's kind of a big risk to be like, I'm going to make it real now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it was like scary. It was scary, but exciting.
Okay. What were the scary parts? What were the exciting parts?
It was scary because, you know, you get some training, you get like orientation and you get, you know, you do get safety training, but you don't really, like every courtesan is running her own business. So everyone's going to do it differently. So you don't really know what your approach is going to be, what how you're going to talk to potential clients. And it's kind of like the Wild West. Like it's just, you meet people in a bar your first week because you don't have a clientele yet. You don't have regulars yet. So that first week, you're really just like thrown in and you have to like trial and error to figure out how to talk to people and how to negotiate prices because there's no standard pricing. You come up with all of that on your own. So my approach was like hot and heavy. Like I went in so confident and so hot and I started my negotiation super high, but I just believed in myself. I was like, I'm doing this because I get off on this idea that I'm worth this much. And I think that my clients are going to benefit. So I am going to start big. But yeah, no, it was nervous, exciting to do it all for the first time. But the orgasms, like the way I got off on it was better than I could have even imagined.
Really? So you're orgasming. Also, I know you're not really allowed to talk about money, but can you talk about money? I mean, I just have to ask.
Thanks for asking. I know. I honestly, I don't understand the exact rules, but to be on the safe side, I don't talk too specifically. But what I would say is like my clients that are the happiest, they spend on me as if they're going on a really luxurious vacation, like an all expense vacation. They're putting that amount of money in.
Okay. So speaking of luxury orgasms, tell me about.
Yeah.
So, and like what kind of experiences are you having personally? Like what do you draw? What do you attract? Or how do you decide what you do there?
I think that there's like maybe a conception or a misconception that like courtesans or whores, it's just work and they're not enjoying and they're just, it's all about the client. But for me, I was like, that's not going to be my framework. I'm doing this half for them and half for me. So I even tell my clients, I'm like, just so you know, this is my fantasy you're stepping into. And like, I want to get off. And they seem to really respond to that because who doesn't like making a woman come? Like,
I just like pleasing a woman. I'm like, can I help you? Do you need do you need some water? Anything.
Yeah, and it's so rewarding when you help a woman to orgasm. So I always kind of make that part of the requirement and part of the draw
from
the
get-go. You help them help you.
Yes.
Do you say that ahead of time? You're like, I want to come and I'll teach you? Or like, what is it like?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. I make it clear that I'm going to guide them and that I know what I want. Because I'm kind of a nurturing dom. Like, even if they don't realize it, I'm always kind of leading the show and getting us both to orgasm. So yeah, I give them the roadmap. Like I have no shame anymore in giving the roadmap to my pleasure. I want us all to succeed in that way.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay. I've interviewed a couple other courtesans and questions I didn't ask them because it didn't occur to me because I'm widely attracted to people. But like a couple questions I've gotten from listeners were like, so they'll just fuck anyone. You know, I think this idea that it's like, well, of course they're just doing it for money because they'll fuck anyone. But like, are you attracted to these people? You're orgasming. So that, what's that like?
I mean,
what do you mean? Aren't you attracted to everyone? But like, what's it like for you?
I love this question. And friends in my personal life, that was always their first question. Like, but are you attracted to the clients? It's like, for me, I'm attracted to the scenario. Sometimes the uglier, the better. Like the straight up uglier, the better. Because it's like, it's so hot that you would have to bring the goddess like this large tribute. Because otherwise, I wouldn't like give you the time of day. It's kind of bratty, kind of like a turn on to me that the dynamic is you're giving me a huge gift in order to get my time and my touch. Honestly, it doesn't matter what they look like. I have had clients where I'm like, oh, I would date you. You're hot. Like,
really?
Yes. But I find them equally as satisfying as the ones that are traditionally unattractive.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the peanut when I was exploring on the Sugar Daddy website?
Tell me again. I need to know.
That was like my test person to be like,
oh, yes,
can
yes.
I fuck ugly people?
Yes.
You know, so who's ugly to other people? And that's when I was like, oh, yeah, I can get super turned on no matter what. But it's like, you know, he didn't include like money, but like this.
But I'm sure he gave you energy or something that was attractive. Yeah, like the way someone treats me, like honestly, I just cleared my deck of, in my personal life, I just cleared my deck of like, I would say a traditionally hot lover because they weren't giving to me. It's like boring. Like that doesn't turn me on if you're not going to be like a generous giver. Like
the generosity is so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as what you also asked, like kind of what situations do I attract in?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a typical client or do you like steer people towards something?
Well, over time I've realized, cause I've been doing this for like a couple years now. I mean, it's very off and on cause at the brothel, you just go for one week to 3 weeks at a time. So it's here and there, but I have noticed a pattern that I attract like pretty nervous, nerdy people. They seem to be like comforted by me. I also attract a lot of sapiosexuals, people that need a lot of mental stimulation to feel turned on. Mm. I think they're attracted to me because we get to conversing when we meet in the bar, and then they can tell I can hold a conversation about like a lot of things. Mm. I get a lot of married men who are frustrated that their wives don't receive what they're trying to give their wife. Like their wife doesn't receive compliments well or doesn't receive their loving touch very well for whatever reason.
Right, right.
They've given me feedback that like it was so nice that I was able to just like lay back and receive the praise. They miss that. They're hungry for that.
So they tell you that like afterward?
Yeah, or when after. They always open up after.
It's like a fucking a therapy session.
Yes.
Oh, that's so hot. Do you have like specialties, or is it, you know, it's what you want, but like, do you have any particular things that you feel like you excel at there?
Thank you for asking. I feel like I've been excelling with initiating virgins, like okay. Super nervous virgins, because I'm really comfortable and open to teaching. I'm a 4. If you follow life path numbers, that's the teacher. So it's okay. Just like, I believe part of my life path to educate people. I think, you know, people can read energy. So I think maybe I've been attracting those nervous virgins in, and then there's,
or maybe a virgin just looks at you and is like, I want that to have my virginity. She's a goddess. Maybe.
I do love being the goddess persona.
The good ass goddess. Look at that ass.
Yeah, they seem to really appreciate that they can ask me straight up questions and I'll be honest, because like they've come to a professional place and I'll be really honest and I give them advice on how to handle the female body. And nice. And then I've also attracted a lot of like foot worshippers. People who are more submissive, that maybe don't even come across submissive like in the day-to-day life, but they're so grateful that they get to just surrender to my control or whatever.
So hot.
Oh, and then couples. A lot of threesomes happen at the brothel. A lot of married couples looking for like a birthday gift to add another girl, or maybe the wife has always liked women but been scared, so she kind of wants the husband there, even if he doesn't get that involved. Like, I've had husbands just kind of watch, but, like, it's more for the wife.
It's like a safe space.
Yeah. And that lends to the teaching, too, because a lot of times they've never had a threesome and they want someone experienced to lead the way.
You're a teaching unicorn.
I'm a teaching unicorn.
I love that. What about any fantasies that you maybe brothel-related or maybe just, like, sex work-related that you haven't yet lived out?
Oh, thank you for asking. So I can put that out there. I really want somebody to come and make me their wife for the week. That's like a concept at the brothel where, you know, a high roller client could just buy out your whole week and you just spend that time together.
The whole time?
Well, as an introvert, I would have to negotiate in breaks, but I would love it if it was like, we agree that you're going to be the only one I see this week, and we get to deepen the relationship in the course of a week. It also just sounds like a movie I'd want to write. Yeah. So I want to live it and then write it. And like,
I want to be a real life wife for a week. Can I do that? Do you think the world would get mad if I was like, I'm not interested, because I'm not really interested in marriage. This was a thought recently, because I was like, I want to have divorce people parties and just like give them sensation and help them feel like appreciated. Yeah. And then I got into that, like, well, it could be research about divorces, because like, I don't really want to get married, but I am kind of curious about like, what would it take to be the best divorcee?
Ooh.
And then like interview them and make them feel good. And then
also, I feel like divorced people, just like people who get out of a big relationship, they've had the practice of being in a relationship, so they could easily for a week be in one.
And I know, then, but I'm like, how fun would it be to like get the Guinness Book of World Records for like racking up the most divorces and just like collecting a ridiculous numbers of like a few months at a time? I've been thinking that's my fantasy this week.
You just have to like figure out the finances of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you like just sign a prenup.
Yeah.
You get a lawyer that gets really good at filing all of that stuff. There'd be some sort of, you know.
Honestly, you could take the cake. You could take the divorce cake.
And then that would open up a really big conversation about marriage and sex work.
Oh, what's the difference, honey?
I mean, it's just different forms and it's labels, right? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, so wife for a week.
Yeah, because I just think it'd be cool to like, you know, usually you see a client and it's like a one day experience. It's a matter of hours. It feels like a long time, but it's really like a complete arc in just one day. And I'm curious to see, well, for one, it'd be nice to just have the lump sum of money and be like, okay, I don't need to worry about my next bookings. Like, we're just set for the week. And then, yeah, I just think it'd be really interesting to see what develops and how does the sex get better and better, you know, and like different, and what else do we try, and
be like the best virgin experience.
Oh
damn,
yes. I've had a a mini version of it because I had a virgin who came at the beginning of one of my tours and then kept coming back because it was nice because he got to keep learning.
Yeah. So I was like, but girlfriend like, for the week.
He could, yeah. It was like lower level because he couldn't afford to be like all wife. Yeah.
Okay, damn. Lovers, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. We all know that the foundation to an awesome sex life is excellent mental and physical health, but if proper rest, exercise, and a healthy lifestyle aren't leading to the blood flow you'd like when and where you'd like it, check out BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises, and the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no dealing with awkward physicians who aren't trained to talk about sex lives, plus no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet pack. They always say first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions? Lovers, I do believe that we can always make loving, lasting impressions by connecting and being present and chasing our pleasure and our partner's pleasure. And if your priority is making a deep, deep impression between two beautiful, enthusiastic thighs or cheeks in the name of partnered pleasure, I get it. I've worn a strap-on now. I, too, love having a hard cock. Blue Chew and I want you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOVER at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. That is BlueChew.com, promo code LOVER to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
That kind of brings me back to the Gigi thread on my name because... So I started, it was like online only. And then at the brothel, I was like, well, I'm already the good ass goddess. I'm going to be that here too. And that was my first experience living as Gigi in person. And I, when I got back from that first trip with my friend, I was like, I'm not Rachel. Like I, wow. It sounds foreign even saying that out loud. Like I'm Gigi. Like now Gigi is embodied in the 3D world. Like.
You brought her to life. I mean, you are her. Like
I am her. Because I have a background as a paralegal, I was like, I know how to do this. I'm going to legally change my name. Yeah. And I just did all the paperwork and changed it. Yeah. And I have to say, ever since getting my new ID and my new passport and all that, I feel like the Matrix or whatever responded to the new name. Like I was getting bigger bookings and like I even got booked on a private jet as like my first flight as Gigi was a private jet. Like,
so hot.
What?
Amazing. Yeah. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was. What about, okay, so that's a lot of like really heightened hot stuff. Do you feel comfy saying how it's affected your personal life or like?
Yes. This is so interesting because after my first couple tours, I hadn't had sex with anyone in my personal life again at that time. I had only been working at the ranch. I was single, so it just hadn't happened. My first time having sex with someone in my personal life, aka faux free, I was like, oh, hell no, I'm never doing this again. I was all like spoiled from getting paid so much.
And then, what did it feel like? What happened? What do you mean?
Okay, it was like hot sex, but then I couldn't even get the person to subscribe to my OnlyFans. And I just felt so like jilted. I felt like...
Did they know what you did? Did you?
Yeah, I had even revealed to them everything. And I was like, I was in this space of really expecting them to give more to me. And at that point, I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to like fuck for free anymore because it's so good for me there and it's so my fantasy and it's so my biggest, like I get so wet for the money.
Like, I get, okay. So I've been exploring the horrorarchy a little bit in my own ways, which you know a little bit about, but like, and I recently had a hangout sesh that I explicitly was like, this isn't a date. I'm inviting you to my hot tub. Okay. I'm inviting you over for this, but this is not an Insta hookup invitation. Okay. It's not a date. And he was like, okay. But clearly he had a crush on me. And like as we were walking around, he made a very – because he knew because I was like talking about how I am exploring the horarchy. I have a money kink. I'm out about my money kink now. And he was like, yeah, that just would never resonate with me. But during the course of our hangout, which I had explicitly said is not sexual, he was like, you know, I'm just – I feel like I can be honest with you. So I just want to let you know like whenever you want, I would have sex with you. Like I would like be very interested in that. And you know, I was like – you're not even kinky. Like, we're not interested in the same, but he had to let me know from his, you know, and I'm like, as I try to like put myself in another person's place who has no concept, but I'm also just like, you all listen to me too. And so it's just interesting because it's
would
like
frustrate me.
I was just,
were you like mad?
No, I mean, I just looked at him and I said, I appreciate your honesty. I'm a safe space for you to tell me that. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like that's not what we're doing here. Did you listen to my words? You know, and then.
I kind of hate that.
I mean,
because I feel like he didn't listen.
He didn't listen, but it's also because he's offering me his true heart. And I'm just like, okay. But babe, your true heart doesn't turn. Like, we're not, you know, art of seduction, rule number one, choose the correct target, the correct for you target. Like, that's because it's like, you can't just like seduce someone who you don't line up with. We got to energize each other. And it sounds like you're finding a way to get all of your needs met. It sounds like you had a gross learning lesson.
I had a gross learning lesson. It's fine. The sex was at least good though, but it was like, the aftermath. I felt like bleh, barf emoji. Like I literally resaved that friend's name as barf emoji in my phone after that.
Okay. What a, visceral learning lesson. Damn. But,
just because he had the attitude of, well, I'm someone who would never need to pay. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. This person was like, exchange of sex and money doesn't turn me on. It's like, but you want to get married?
Yeah. my point.
Also,
exactly.
Also, you just spent $50 on me for dinner. What? And you're trying
under
to
under the guy
fuck me.
That exactly. See, exactly. I like transparency. To me, it doesn't feel transactional, even at the brothel. It just feels transparent. It just feels like
the exchange is clear.
Yes, the exchange is evident. I'm a double Scorpio. I'm a truth teller. Like, it kind of killed me to be in the closet about my sex work for so long. I felt like I was sitting on a winning poker hand.
Like, you're like, I can't tell anyone.
I just want to like slam these down and take the money. Like I did it. I win. But yeah, so like since then.
Yeah, have you had any free
sex? Yes, I've had some free sex since then. Yes.
Is it gratifying, satisfying, like hot?
Yeah. You know, it's actually so interesting to think about how over time that waned. I think with that friend, it was like right off the high of my first few tours. This was like the first person I told the secret to. And then for it to just be like not reciprocated in the way that I liked, it sucked. But since then, that's kind of died down. And I've had like little flings that they were rewarding because I shifted my energy to realize, okay, even if I'm not doing the money kink with these people, I can still do the goddess kink. They can still worship me. They can still bring me gifts or give me their energy.
And you're giving fuel.
Yeah, and I felt valued. And then when I don't feel valued, I've ended it. Like,
okay, so I have a new lover that is not related to any of my explorations. And it's the same sort of thing. And I'm like, I'm getting so much extra value out of it. It's energizing my other work. And they think it's hot. So then it turns me on. Like, they think that everything I'm doing is hot. And I'm like,
wait, I'm so happy.
And they share
you.
Sex stories with me. So, like, it's jackpot. Very hot.
Okay, well, literally goals. Like, I want in the future.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us.
Yes. No,
as if it's happening now.
Okay.
Now you have your perfect dream life. Tell us. Gigi, goddess Gigi, what's your perfect dream life
well,
like?
Well, I've obviously, my HBO series is a huge success. It's a comedy drama. Thank you. It's hilarious. All the women in it are amazing. And I'm killing it in Hollywood. And I have this partner who just so gets off on the fact that I am into kink. Like, they love that I have this whore life. They love that I have my money kink. They also play along with it. Like, we do stripper nights at home where they'll, like, throw real money.
Do they reclaim you? I want someone who wants to reclaim me from my other partners.
God, that's the hottest thing. I mean, that's why the dick is shaped the way it is. Like, do you know about the head of the penis? Like, evolutionary-wise, the penis has, like, a fatter head than shaft because it's natural to have a lot of sex, and if you want your genes to survive in the woman and your genes to impregnate her, your head of your penis has to grab the other cum that's obviously in there because she fucks whoever she wants, and it has to pull it out so that you get the last cum.
Damn, that's hot. I didn't know that.
I learned that in Sex at Dawn, the book about the evolution of non-monogamy and why it's
been a minute.
Natural.
Damn. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. So the reclaim is so hot.
I love that.
And so it is. And also, this partner does not hold me down. They are like grabbing me as a handful of sand. If they squeeze too tight, it all spills out. They just hold me lightly. And they let me explore. They let me grow and evolve.
And maybe they even let you slip through their fingers because they can pick you up again.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll build you a castle with you.
Yeah. And also, I'm not worried about like how long it lasts. That's something new for me. I'm just, I'm so here for the moment. This life is so fucking short. Yes. Like, I don't need marriage. I don't need forever.
I found myself in my like anxious moments trying to find a conclusion of like fast forwarding my brain of like how it's going to end or like when it'll be over. And then I was like, yeah. Because it's so scary for me to consider that I found a new play friend who we're not going to live our full lives together, but mm-hmm. like might keep fucking if we get along. Like there's a part of me that's like, oh no.
Even like, that level of like and commitment.
And then I just laugh at myself because I'm like, oh yes, that would be so terrible.
Wow, I get you. Yeah.
So how has your life been feeling? Like what other sexy updates? Like are you feeling very sexy gratified? Yeah, what's going on? Yes, what else is going on?
I mean, becoming a whore was like the best thing that's ever happened for me or that I've ever created because it spilled into every area of my life. Now I negotiate everything, everything, even like my internet. Like I fucking negotiate that contract and my confidence and my self-love and my like knowing my own value has spilled over into all my creative opportunities to the point where like I've been pitching myself more. I started writing for Cosmopolitan magazine and it's going so
amazing.
Well.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes, I'm writing erotic short stories all based on real experiences.
Where do people find them?
Oh, cosmopolitan.com.
Go to Cosmo and search Gigi Sauvage.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
you go. Yeah. Damn, that's hot.
It's crazy, but like I don't think I would be writing erotica if I hadn't lived out my horror fantasy. So like it's like my whoredom is giving me all these new ventures that I didn't even imagine because I've always been like writing for TV and trying to do comedy and I still am doing that.
Yeah.
But like writing erotica is so gratifying. I literally like I write and then I stop and masturbate because it turns me on to write it. Like you get it. You write it
too.
Well,
that's during the pandemic, that was a lot of what I was doing, like both for individuals and then I would do these kind of like group ones. And I had a period of like 2 days where I was just like laying in bed writing and then like getting off and then just like living in this fantasy world. And I was like, and that's part of what led to me being like, and then I'll have a sex palace and then it'll be everyone. Because we need spaces that aren't regular churches that where we can have like intergenerational mingling. Like my noodle of this week is like how community creates an opportunity for seduction and romance and how now that we're outside of the, you know, palace confines or whatever, I've been thinking about that. So I'm like a creation space would be the perfect solution.
I didn't know that's how that came to be your
yeah, it's because I was writing erotica about these like fantastical spaces and you would have sex parties from one space to the next. And I wrote about this prism house and each room was a different color and each color had a different theme and you'd do different sexy things and the rooftop had a hot, you know. And so I was just like going to this like wild creative fantasy space and I just want to build them everywhere and write stories to go with them and then film stuff and then invite people to literally come play in those spaces.
Okay, well, and it's happening and time is not linear and like mission creation is happening. I can't wait to go. I want to be there.
I mean, we have to go on tour in our play ships. So, okay. So you're like living the real life fantasy. You're like literally writing for Cosmopolitan, which I think was one of your dreams before.
Oh, it's been my dream for so long. I originally got a piece into Cosmo UK, but that's like a totally separate entity technically. Mm-hmm. So it was a whole nother couple years of just pitching random editors until one finally picked up my first story. And then luckily it went really well. And I got on a contract with them and I've just been like churning out erotica and Muse likes it.
He loves it. He's like, I want to read it.
Yeah. Yes, kitty cat.
Pussy's got something to say.
The pussy always has something to say. Just ask her. In this case, him.
He has to say or him.
Honestly, like being assaulted in 2019 and doing the therapy to heal from that, like I'm so fucking grateful that attack happened because I think it accelerated my healing as a human being because it forced me to heal huge roots of my being that with those healed, like there's a lot of work to go, but my power has just like surged. And I live with a true no fucks given attitude of like, I'm doing this for me. I'm also helping the world. I know this is good. Like I'm going to ask for what I want. I'm going to just fucking do it instead of fantasizing.
Yes.
And like, that's it now. Like now I just fucking do it.
I get it. I'm stepping into it with my erotic bucket list explorations and future educational erotic content.
And I'm amazed by your bucket list, by the way.
I'm trying to figure out how to organize it and share it better. But anyway.
It's always growing too.
It keeps growing. It keeps growing.
Ooh.
I just love it. Okay. Any other broad strokes things you want to share and or specifics? Like are there any specific hot stories you could tell us or just like things you have been getting pleasured on lately or just like what you've been into? Like what
okay.
is feeling yummy?
Immediately one that comes to mind is this worshiper that I met at the brothel. He just did such a good job leaning into the role play because, you know, most clients are like really quiet, but this client could play along. So that was really fun. He was immediately into the like, my goddess worship. And he was another married man, but his wife was in on the whole thing. And that just made it so much juicier and like
safer. She knew he was
completely new. I actually got to talk to her on the phone briefly, all the way in Korea.
Before or after?
I can't really remember. I'll have to look at my notes.
Hot. Or during.
Or during. Oh, that I would remember.
That would be a hot kink. Can you, I know you can't advertise,
that'd be,
but like,
so hot.
Write that as a fantasy term.
Yeah, just like have her listening on the phone. No, but she fully gave her blessing and they had an arrangement because I believe he was like connected to the Army or Navy, something like that. So he travels a lot and their arrangement is that like he's allowed to go to legal brothels in other countries when he's away from her for a long time because he knows that
she agrees.
Like the money creates a line that he's not having affairs. He's not being unsafe because condoms are required. Kissing is off limits, you know, all these safety measures.
Worshipping the goddess as a body double or something, like celebrating their love. It's just like a long distance threesome.
Isn't it beautiful?
That's so beautiful.
So that one
way
really
hotter
stood
than
out
lying
to
and
I
cheating
know.
To like preserve a fantasy that doesn't exist.
Yes. And so, yeah, I got to talk to her on the phone. She was lovely and she was like so happy to meet me and that everything went well. And yeah, I think it was after.
I wonder if they have like fucked and come to like
talk
his
about
memory.
It.
Yeah.
I hope so. I love, that's what I love about OnlyFans too. Like, I love knowing that people are masturbating to me or like
that
getting
energy
off to
is
me.
So beautiful.
Yes, I don't even know what that is. I just like it.
That's awesome. What about in your solo pleasure life?
Okay, so solo pleasure, this has been really cool because I recently stopped smoking weed, and you know, if you're a weed smoker, like weed really enhances orgasms. It really enhances, at least in my experience and according to my
friends.
It
makes it harder for me.
Really? Okay.
I mean, like, I like to get touched no matter what.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
It's way harder for me to come.
Interesting.
And it takes longer, and I'm like, it dulls my sense. But it means that I can take more because I'm so hypersensitive that it's like,
that
you
it kind of dulls your senses.
Thing. Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
I wonder if it's kind of like, you know, Ritalin will affect somebody who actually has ADHD this way, but someone who doesn't, it affects this way. Like,
right, right.
Like your energy levels, and with weed, it kind of does one thing. Mine does something else.
Yeah, maybe.
But for me, it had like heightened my sexual experiences and made the orgasms feel deeper and longer.
Ooh.
But what's really exciting is literally this morning, I feel like I reached the point where I'm back to like a baseline because my solo sex, my orgasms, they just felt lighter, like not as deep. Today, I had such a good one touching myself and watching porn. I was watching some doctor porn. I definitely have a medical kink, I've come to realize. This was another one. Can I just go into the porn?
Like, yes.
Okay.
100%.
It's kind of similar to the client story I just told because the setup was like, it was a husband and wife. He's taking her to the doctor to like get basically like sexually checked out, like make sure everything's good and she can orgasm, which I just love that setup. And he's like holding, the husband is by her side holding her hand the whole time that the doctor is fucking her. And I just touched myself and I had the biggest orgasm. And that was just this morning.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I feel like my baseline is back because I've been like off the weed for long enough that
damn.
But I'm such a huge proponent of solo sex. I love asking people, like dating life or whatever, do you masturbate as often as you'd like to?
I think I do. I mean, I always want more touches, but then I'd never get anything done. So like, I think I do a good job.
I think it ebbs and flows for me because sometimes I realize I haven't been masturbating as much as I wanted to. I've been prioritizing other things, or I like, I get up and go in the morning, but like today I really prioritized it. And I was like, I'm going to come before I get out of bed.
Oh yes. Yeah. How much do you want to?
I honestly want to get into like a daily practice. I want to be daily, but I feel like right now I'm like 3 times a week.
Okay.
So there's work to do.
I love it. I would say I'm pretty regularly about daily-ish, but then, but it's not like a chore or it's like,
maybe
sometimes I'll skip a day, but then sometimes I'll masturbate like 6 times in a day. And it just depends, you know?
Well, with your cycle too, I'm sure your hormones change.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm also the most like regular person that I know.
That's true. Out of all cycling people, I feel like you are, I know you well, and I feel like you are very regular, like, the roller coaster isn't as big for you.
I'm like, we're going up and down. I know. Every day we go up and down. Any other like sexy things, sexy thoughts, sexy evolutions you've seen in yourself over the last couple years?
Well, another really fun story that comes to mind is like one of my biggest bookings I ever had at the brothel didn't involve sex at all. It was a tickling party with a couple. Yes.
With a couple?
Yes. So like they, it was so interesting. So the husband of this hetero couple was a severe allergy person, like severe. And so it was very interesting because I had to shower with special soap and wash off like all my makeup and be completely clean, even just for the tickling.
Did that play into your medical kink? It's like, we must scrub kind of, the experiment. Yeah. Oh, that's
procedure.
Hot.
I love
me
procedure.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, it's like ritual.
Yeah.
It's like hot, sexy ritual. Damn.
Yeah. Okay. I love rules and dynamics of like power. So yeah. Yeah, I wish I could say how much it was, but it was a life-changing amount of money is what I can say. Beautiful. The wife was the boss. She was like the breadwinner and she was the one who was like making up the rules. And so by her rules, he was never allowed to take his underwear off the whole time. So his underwear, his penis was not involved at all, which is just like really different, you know,
for
a party at the brothel.
Especially for a heteronormative couple where usually it's like the sex happens when he
comes. Fucks you. Yeah. When he penetrates someone's holes. Yeah, so it was so refreshingly different. And I believe she got naked, but I was not allowed to take my panties off because she didn't want him to even see my pussy. And it was so hot. My panties at the end of it all had like the biggest wet stain.
Damn. Wait, so were you the tickler, the tickly?
So we took turns. So it was, I think it was like an hour or two booking. And we So we would take turns with one of us in the middle of the bed and the other two on either side applying the tickling. And we used other things too. Like, I think we used like a hairbrush, a feathery thing I had, and then also just fingers to tickle up and down. And I've never experienced that before. So I was really going into it like, what am I going to, pee my pants? Is this going to hurt? Like, what's going to happen? And I actually found that I really liked it and I totally got the kink. Like it felt kind of BDSM almost to me.
Like I was gonna say, it reminds me, like I like those sensory experiences, but in terms of like gitchy goo hard tickling, that's a hard red for me. Because I there was someone in my life when I was younger, I don't remember who would tickle me relentlessly and it was too far out of control and it was the painful cut. Like it was too much. I didn't like it and my boundary wasn't respected. Yeah.
You know, my mom has a story like that. So so that always stuck out to me as a little kid because she didn't, if she saw us tickling each other, she'd step in she has one of those. But it was so interesting, the sensation and laughing so hard that it didn't hurt, but it brought me to like a new, like a different level of laughing. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like really guttural. And all I could say is it's like, have you seen Spinal Tap? It's like took it to 11. Like out of 10, took it to 11. And then, we would switch places and I would be one of the administers of the tickling.
That's so good. That people apply
left,
the tickling.
We all left very happy.
That's amazing. Yeah. Dang. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it interesting?
It's so interesting.
Anything can happen there.
That's awesome.
It's such a creative place. Yeah. And as an artist, I love that.
And the more that I talk to the like other ladies there, I'm just like, the amount of orgasms that have happened there. How magical.
Oh.
Like, what a magical.
I am convinced it's the real Area 51. Because.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yes. Because think about it. It's just like happy people coming like over and over 24 hours a day in one location. I'm sorry, but that shit is magical. Like. Me and my friends there, we use it to manifest. We use the grounds. Like, it's a magical place.
I mean, you know, I'm obsessed with the desert and also, like, the idea of, I don't know, the desert for me, I guess, has always had to do with, like, aliens and extraterrestrial things.
You grew up in a deserty area.
No, I just grew up on a farm, but, like, California. I don't know. The Central Valley is rich and fertile, but, like, I don't know. I've just always loved big, wide open spaces, like the moon.
Yeah.
Or places that remind me of what the moon would be like. And I just feel like there's some connection between, like, aliens and sex.
Ooh,
I don't know. That's just my personal, like,
definitely.
It's just me. It's just because I think I'm an alien and I'm horny.
Oh, now I want someone to do tentacle fantasy with me. I have a tentacle.
Do you have a tentacle dildo?
You do.
I need a
glass
one. Oh, a glass one.
I'm a little scared, honestly, to use it.
Oh.
Just a little, I don't know.
Have you used a glass
dildo
before? I love that.
No, it's just been sitting there.
Ooh.
Okay, maybe that's my next solo sex.
I was going to say, I want, like, use it, but, like, film it because the glass would look so pretty.
Yeah, and it's amethyst. It's like
purple.
If
someone was, like, slowly inserting it for you, lit properly with the right ambiance. Oh, my God.
See, I want to direct porn, but so far I haven't made any porn. Like,
I'm sure you'll have an opportunity very soon.
I know. I could.
I'm quite certain that if that's something that you want, could very well happen, like, in the immediate future.
Literally go to the Valley after this and, like...
We're right next to it. I think you could make some incredible indie stuff.
Indie would be
I think we wouldn't even have to go anywhere.
That's true. Okay, so it's done.
It is. Okay, so now at this point in your life, almost a couple years after our first conversation, what are your hopes for your sex life going forward today?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. I was just talking about this in therapy today earlier. Interacting with others is like low on my priority list right now as far as sex. I'm actually way more excited about the solo sex right now. And I have my imaginary friends that I fuck in my head. I like playing with them because you know what? They respond how I want them to. And I don't have to deal with these like less than giving lovers. So I just want to delve into that and see how much I can manifest and how much sex magic I can do on my own.
Oh, I love
for the next little chapter.
I love that. I've been using my imagination to just practice, like, what would it feel like to expect someone to continue to show up for me? Or like, you know, and it's like, I'm using these imaginations as practice for receiving the kind of like love, care, and attention that I actually want. And that's really helped me kind of like filter my own desire. Like, is this person as giving as I would want for myself if I'm my own best friend?
Yes. Like if you were.
So it sounds like you're doing a version of that.
Totally.
Because it's like, I'll let you come in the 3D world if you actually add value and can like, you know, cherish me or whatever in the ways that feel good and have that mutual deliciousness.
Exactly.
And in the meantime, fuck off. I'm fucking myself.
Yes. And then also I want to continue to loosen my asshole because I had an injury. I had a fissure. So like I had to have a surgery and it put my asshole out of commission. And I already was somebody with like, I don't know. I think a tight asshole like runs in my family. It's kind of genetic. I think a goal of mine is to keep up with like the solo sex, incorporating some ass touching and like loosening and gentle like healing of that space because it's such a pleasure space, but I've unfortunately had a lot of pain there with that injury. So I just want to heal it more. And I want to, my goal is to eventually be able to have anal sex again. Cause in the past, I've only been able to have it a couple times when I was like on drugs that make your asshole really loose.
Okay.
And I want to be able to like sober have anal sex.
Oh my God.
I love that I'm out about all this now that I'm just like, I'll just say everything now.
I feel you.
It feels so good.
I haven't been fucked in the ass since my former master and I broke
really?
Up. Really? Damn, no, I don't. Except for that one accidental time that someone found the wrong hole and that was really painful. Since we split the last time, like it's, I really want that. But
and I know you love that.
I love it only from partners who also love it. I don't, I definitely don't want someone who's like, oh, you like that thing? I'll do it for you. Like, unless they're like really into butts and butt stuff and I'm going to get like cherished and worshipped and then also like called really dirty things because that's like where I like my most degradation is like when someone's like fucking me and I'm like their anal whore or whatever.
Hot.
That's my favorite.
I want someone who we take like a long time and it's a whole ceremony and we're just like relaxing me to the nth degree because that's what anal is about. It's about relaxing the receiver.
It should be a luxurious thing. This is where I will stand by a should. Like it should not cause trauma. It definitely should have a lot of lube. There should be no resistance. I read Tristan Taramino's Ultimate Guide to Kink, and there was a person who wrote a chapter on anal fisting. And at the beginning, they made such a good point about how, you know, anal stuff with masochists can be tricky because you're just causing trauma. If you're like, oh, I like a little pain, it's okay, I can take it. It's really bad for your butthole. Like, it's real. You don't want to just, I mean, you
that
know,
tissue
it's
is like, so sensitive.
It's so sensitive. So safe.
And you
hot
need it every
anal
day.
Play and just like the work, the lead up to all of it and like getting used in all the holes. And also, I fucking love fucking with a butt plug in.
You saying all that is turning me on.
Excellent. Gigi Sauvage, thank you so much for being a guest on Sex Stories. Where can people find you on the internet?
GigiSauvage.com, and that can get you everywhere. My Instagram's also at Gigi Sauvage, but honestly, I don't really care about social media. Do whatever you want. My OnlyFans is at Good Ass Goddess. Just go to my website or Google me.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Thank you for being a guest on Sex Stories.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely humans, thank you for listening. If you appreciate the work that I put into this podcast, I would love it if you took the time to leave us 5 stars and a nice review wherever you get your podcasts, especially Spotify. Since last year's troll attack on our ratings is still affecting our ability to be found via search. I do love getting to know you and hearing your stories and meeting you lovely humans in real life. And remember, if you want to collaborate, apply to be a guest or leave us a single story voice memo via xstoriespodcast.com or sexstoriespodcast.com. Sex stories are always going to be my favorite, but now I also have question lists for love, friendship, dating, relationships, marriage, divorce, secrets, and so much more. so that we can learn about connection through each other's experiences. I fucking love getting your emails and voice memos and receiving thoughtful noodle messages. It truly is hearing from you that fuels this work for me. And if you want to go deeper with me, get to know me, and support this podcast in meaningful, concrete ways, find me on Patreon, OnlyFans, FetLife, Venmo, Cash App, and all social media platforms at YOLE, or work with me privately for photo and video shoots, relationship support, creative breakthrough sessions, and retreats. YOLE.com/links is where you can find the list of all the ways to play with me, and the link is in the description below. Thank you for joining me to spread ripples of love, to co-create a world where taking care of each other is the norm. Thank you for spoiling and inspiring me with your stories and your support. Please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember to share stories in the name of lovely human connection.